Colorado's 21st Home Educators Conference is coming to Denver on June 9th, and it's double the size of last year. This conference features 150 workshops, hundreds of vendor tables, powerful keynote speakers, and a marriage-building seminar from Walk Through the Bible. For 21 years, this conference has been building strong families, developing a Christian worldview, and exploring the best education choices for our children. Join 5,000 parents and teens at this family-building conference on June 9th. Call 877-842-CHECK or visit check.org on the web. That's CHEC.org.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members of Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
Stay tuned, my dad and the Generations is next.
Warning, this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Hi, folks. Kevin Swanson, a father of five, husband of one, coming to you on this station with this program, Generations. Our intent here is to uphold the fight for faith, family, and freedom, and we do it daily on this station. James Dobson versus Senator Ken Salazar. Boy, there is a major tiff going on right now, and it's been covered daily in the Colorado papers. Ken Salazar has called Focus on the Family, and I assume by implication James Dobson, unchristian. Unchristian. Now, this is one of the most interesting statements I have seen in the last year in our papers. Ken Salazar, a Democrat liberal, pro-abortion, pro-homosexual Democrat, calling James Dobson unchristian. My question is, number one, what does Senator Salazar know about Christ or even the Christian church? We all know he opposes his own church on abortion and homosexuality and could very well be excommunicated in the next year or two. Well, we don't know when or how or whether it will happen, but it very well could happen because the threats have come all the way from the Vatican. But we have a larger problem here. And the problem is, what is a Christian? Who is Christ and what is God? You know, there are a lot of people out there who call themselves Christians or believers in God, but it's all a fraud because they drain all the content out of Christ and God. Dave Buhner in studio with me. Dave, you know what I'm talking about. They talk about Christ, they talk about God, but there's no content. What is Christ? What is God? A teddy bear in the sky? A figment of your imagination? They're just words.
Well, there's this group called the United Council of Churches, which is basically a socialist front. You can call yourself anything. But they serve as a socialist front so that the liberal press has some liberals to quote from the church to try and divide the church. And maybe that's what Ken Salazar was referring to. Now, Kevin, when he said that Focus was unchristian, do you think he meant that as a compliment or was that sort of an insult?
You know, that was the first thing that struck me. I'm not sure. Unchristian, it depends on how he defines his words. My guess is he calls himself a Christian, but he has drained the concept of Christianity of all of its content. Christ. Let's look at Christ. That's where the word Christian comes from. Christ is Savior. He's the Messiah King. Okay, now, first, does Ken Salazar look at Christ as his King that directs his life? That's what kings do. Kings direct your life ethically. And Does he see Christ as the Savior? My guess is that Ken Salazar has been taught something different in his religious university experiences. You see, he went to a very religious university that had a worldview or a religion or a faith, and they taught that faith to him very carefully. And that faith is basically a religious indoctrination into a humanism or a socialism, the concept that the Messiah is not Christ. The Messiah
is the state.
Thank you. Thank you. We all know that. That's the biggest duh of the modern worldview. You know the modern worldview teaches in almost every university across this country that the state is the Messiah. The state is the Savior.
So being a statist is, of course, being unchristian. So when Ken Salazar says that focus on the family is unchristian, he's really, in his mind, giving them a great compliment, isn't he?
I guess so. But there must be some contradiction in his worldview, and that happens. People are inconsistent to the worldviews they've been taught in the universities, and to some extent, I'm thankful for that. Now, let's look at what it means to be a believer in God. God is somebody who is ultimate. He's ultimate in epistemology, metaphysics, and ethics. These are the various strands of philosophy. God is ultimate. These aren't complicated concepts. He's ultimate. He's the ultimate. He's the top dog. He's at the top in the areas of reality, knowledge, and truth. Now, but most people who say they believe in God do not want God to determine their knowledge, their reality, and their ethics. They don't want God to tell them what to do. So if they don't want God to tell them what to do, if they don't want God to be ultimate in their ethics or their reality or their knowledge, they don't want God to tell them what to believe, how to understand the world around them, they don't want God. They don't want His Word. So they say, I believe in God, but they drain Him of all the things that would make Him God. So is He God or isn't He God? But in the end, He's not God anymore.
And in fact, He just becomes an idol, another dead piece of wood or stone that doesn't do anything in their mind. They have turned Jehovah, the name of God, and given it to an idol.
My guess is Ken Salazar doesn't find the source of truth in God's revelation, nor is he going to find ethics in God's revelation. He's not going to see God as the ultimate source and controller of reality, because that would contradict his worldview that he's been taught. For 28 years of education, he's not going to want that, because his worldview insists that man is God and the state must be God. Now, I'm guessing that James Dobson actually believes that Jesus is the Messiah and the state is not the Messiah. And I'm guessing James Dobson actually does believe that God is the source of truth, ethics, and reality. He goes to God's Word, tries to figure out what God says about ethics, and thereby establishes his ethics. He quotes the Bible all the time. Well, as it turns out, James Dobson is a Christian. He's got a Christian worldview if he maintains God as a source of his truth, his ethics, and his reality, and if he maintains Christ as the Messiah from God.
Now, do you think that Senator Salazar would be upset if James Dobson said to him, you're unchristian? Or would he be happy with that?
I don't know. Would that be an insult? You're not a Christian. You're unchristian, Ken. What would he say? Well, he's been taught not to be a Christian all these years. I think there's something he still likes about the Word. Folks, we're going to ask the question today, does God belong in politics? That's the hot question on the griddle today on Generations. We'll be back in a moment. My name is Kevin Swan. Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, McKinney, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. This is Kevin Swanson. Let me tell you, I'm planning to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son, Daniel, because parent-directed driver education has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years old and receive his license by 16. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start at just under $100, and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on Generations. James Dobson, unchristian. Dave, I'm going to call you a Christian today. You're going to get all Christian with me, and you're probably going to say that the Bible does dictate our politics, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I will, because Jesus is my king, and that's what kings do.
Yeah, that's what they do. They take charge, and they give you their laws.
It's hard to have a head of state who doesn't deal with the state.
That's a good point. It's hard to have a king who's not in charge. And maybe that's what they're after. Maybe that's what folks are after today. They want a king, but they don't want a king who's going to tell them what to do.
Now, Kevin, you start talking like that, I'm going to have to say, tell all our audience out there that you are unsecularist.
I am unsecularist.
In fact, you're also un-Muslim.
Yeah, amen to that. I'm on all that. But I'm not un-Christian. And here's why. It's because I think that Jesus is Christ. He is the Messiah, which means he's the anointed one, the one who comes to save, and the one who comes to rule. That's what Christ means. He came to save, he came to rule. Jesus is my Savior, and Jesus is my King. And if Jesus in his word, and he calls God's word his word, if Jesus in his word anywhere in the 66 books tells me that homosexuality is an abomination and I'm not to fornicate, then I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stop doing that if I've been doing that. I'm going to repent. I'm going to follow Jesus because he's my king.
And you would do that because your king not only rules and has a system of ethics that he has set forth, but he also enforces that, maybe not in the immediate moment, but he enforces his holiness, his righteousness, his ethics in time and space. In other words, if you don't obey, you will suffer bad consequences.
And Dave, that's what bugs the liberals. The liberals want to see themselves as believing in God. Many of them do. Many of them go to church. We've discussed that. Betty Boyd goes to church. She sings in the choir. I saw it in the Rocky Mountain News. But she's pro-abortion and pro-homosexuality. She believes in God. She believes in something called Jesus or something called Christ. But this Jesus, this Christ, doesn't tell her what to do. She's not going to look at the Word of God and say, the Word of God is going to instruct me in how I live my life and how I do my politics. Okay? In other words, you've got a God, but he's not really a God.
In fact, Ken Salazar accused Dobson of bringing religion into politics.
Right. And the reason is because he's bringing God's law to bear in the area of politics. My guess is Salazar and Mike Litwin, who writes this article against Dobson and pro-Salazar in the Rocky Mountain News, have been doing that for the last few days. My guess is that these guys do not want to see God dictating any part of their life. They might believe in God, but they don't want God to tell them what to do, even in their private life. If you came up to them in their private life and said, you know what, in your family, God's going to dictate what you do in your family, they would resist that.
Of course they would. They don't like laws. They'll accept certain laws. Like, for instance, they'll accept the law of gravity. The law of gravity, most people acknowledge it's the law of gravity, but they don't like it. And you know why?
Because it came from God.
Because it keeps them down. That's right.
Yeah. Ultimately, it reminds them they're not God. And natural man can't stand that. Because remember, the whole purpose of the temptation, the Satan's job in the Garden of Eden, was that man would be as God. And you know what? Man got ripped off in the garden. He did not become God. No matter how hard he tries to be God in politics, no matter how hard he tries to make the state God as his representative,
man makes a pretty lousy God.
Now, Ken Salazar should understand that James Dobson is not the one who brought religion into politics. It was already there.
Yeah.
The State House was already worshiping at the feet of statism. They were already worshiping secular humanism.
Right.
He just brought a different God.
Religion's been there a long time. In fact, we've mentioned this before, that the state capitals these days are really the temples, the modern temples of modern statism. It's your opportunity to walk in there and enjoy the godness of man for a moment, for a brief moment, until you realize that these are all fallible men and they sometimes they put their pants on backwards. You know, and when a man comes to the state senate with his pants on backwards, it's really hard to pretend that he's still God.
Now, what will happen in some liberals' minds when Jesus comes back and says to them, "You ruled and made laws against my law"? Will they say, "Well, you know, King Jesus, I understand that you're a little upset here, but you know, you didn't have jurisdiction in my state house. You didn't have jurisdiction in my family"? Are they going to be able to say that with a straight face?
Well, unfortunately, Ephesians chapter 1 says that God put all things under him, principalities and powers. Everything is under Jesus Christ, who sits on the right hand of the Father on high. So whether they like it or not, whether they will bow to the authority of Jesus doesn't make any difference. I mean, if they're rebels, Jesus will bring them down. In fact, either you will fall on the rock, or if that rock falls on you, it will grind you to powder. So they've got two choices. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, or you can perish from the way. Two options.
And isn't that true not just of what happens in the state house, but what happens in our families and what happens in our jobs and our business? Either Christ is king, or we are king, or something else is king.
Absolutely. And when we begin to say on this program that the Bible has something to say about politics, the Bible has something to say about real life, some people cringe because they want to pretend that the Bible has something to say about our hearts, something to say about the way that we believe, or it gives us some kind of a pietistic feeling. Or religious experience of some sort. But when the Bible comes to us and says, "I'm going to dictate how you live in your sex life, I'm going to dictate how you live in your family life," people cringe from that. They have a hard time with that. When we go to Deuteronomy 6:7 on this program and we say, you know, God has something to say about your family, and we've been ignoring it for five generations in this country, there's some people out there that say, "I don't want the Bible to say how I run my family. I don't want God to dictate how I do things in my home." Well, the Bible does. Deuteronomy 6:7 is very clear. God wants fathers and mothers to teach their children God's word as they sit in their house, as they rise up, and as they lie down. That's a direct, objective law of God that must be obeyed across America, across the entire world. God expects it.
You know, Kevin, it's very interesting. Since the beginning of this program, when you introduced this, we haven't used the word filibuster one time. This isn't about the filibuster. This is about the first commandment. Will there be other gods before our God, or will he be the one exclusive God in our hearts, in our minds, and in our lives?
Right. And there's this thin-coated hypocrisy that's really across this nation that says you can accept Jesus. You can say some kind of a mantra and have some kind of a fakey religious experience, but God isn't going to speak to the real things of life. Your life doesn't have to change. Jesus isn't your Messiah. Jesus isn't really a king. He's just a word. He's a figment of imagination. He's some kind of a spiritual teddy bear in the sky. But it's in the end, it doesn't change people's lives. That religion doesn't change people's lives. It's not going to change our culture. It's not going to change our homes, and certainly not going to change our politics.
This battle in the Senate right now is about judges, because judges have become the most powerful arm of the government. They have basically usurped power from the other two branches and have become tyrannical. The question is whether or not we are going to be ruled by judges, or whether or not we're going to be ruled by God. There are many who have adamantly put man's law ahead of God's law, and they should be rejected for that. We now have a court that just randomly chooses precedent when it's convenient, goes to international law when it's convenient. They judge randomly based on their wants and their wishes. They think they're the architects of society. All of them should be rejected.
The problem is autonomy. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican autonomist or a Democrat autonomist. If you are a law to yourself, if you are the source of law, that is what autonomy is. If you're a source of law and God is not the source of law, this nation is going down the tubes. Your family will go down the tubes. You're not building your life on the rock that is Jesus and his words. You're not framing your worldview according to the revelation of Jesus Christ in the 66 books of his word. Your house will come down, and that's where our house is going.
And in fact, some people will look to this last national election and say that, you know, the Christian right came up and rose and they were force, and they got this president elected. But what did they get elected? This president doesn't seem to have much respect for the law of God. He takes prominent homosexuals and puts them in high office.
The president is a little bit of an anomaly to me, Dave. Sometimes he does the right thing, sometimes he does the wrong thing. The bottom line is, does he believe in God, and has he accepted Jesus as king, and will he be directed by the objective written word of God in his policies? And you know what? I'm not sure I can answer that question. But that's the question that we pose for every listener today, whether you're president of the United States or whether you're an individual, a father, a mother. Are you going to follow Jesus as your king and listen to his word? That's the issue. That's the hard issue today on Generations. We'll be back in just a moment.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God, from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp@reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp@reformationchurch.com.
Colorado's 21st Home Educators Conference is coming to Denver on June 9th, and it's double the size of last year. This conference features 150 workshops, hundreds of vendor tables, powerful keynote speakers, and a marriage-building seminar from Walk Through the Bible. For 21 years, this conference has been building strong families, developing a Christian worldview, and exploring the best education choices for our children. Join 5,000 parents and teens at this family-building conference on June 9th. Call 877-842-CHECK or visit check.org on the web. That's CHEC.org.
Who will be king? Who will be God? Boy, that's an essential question that really defines your worldview, doesn't it? Well, our forefathers understood these issues very, very well, a point that Gary DeMar makes in his excellent little book, America's Godly Heritage. This is a nice little hardback coffee table book that we offer from our resource center in Parker. You can get a hold of this book by calling 877-842-CHECK, that's 877-842-CHECK, or by going to checkbooks.com, that's C-H-E-C-books.com on the web. That's America's Godly Heritage by Gary DeMar. Build your worldview by checking out the worldview of our founders. You can interact with this program by emailing me, Kevin, at check.org. That's Kevin at chec.org. And you can hear this program anytime, anywhere in the world, at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson, inviting you back again next time as we lay down the vision for the next generation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in, and that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2 and the word others, or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.
Looking for the ideal Western family vacation? You need to check out Latigo Ranches at latigotrails.com. Enjoy 100-mile panoramic views of the Continental Divide 3 miles from the nearest neighbor. Your children will have a fabulous time horse riding, swimming, and fishing. Latigo Ranch is secluded, scenic, and intimate, the perfect size to create a sense of family coming home. Enjoy a vacation of mountains, trails, horses, and great country cooking. Whether it's a family reunion or a once-in-a-lifetime Western vacation for your family, Latigo Ranches is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call them at 800-227-9655.